Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very busy show today, lots to get to. But before we start, just want to give a quick shout-out to all the doctors out there. It is National Doctors Day. I think it's a fantastic day. Firstly, I like to shower compliments and praise on the rest of the healthcare team. I hope we don't forget our nurses, our custodians, our respiratory therapists, our pharmacists, and the whole team that makes up a hospital or a medical center, MAs, CNAs, RNs, LPNs, phlebotomists, x-ray techs, everybody, big shout out to them. But one thing I want to bring up really quickly, before we all pat ourselves on the back, is we might want to think twice about how we're progressing, because doctors are going to become extinct if we don't get our acts together. And every few years you see an article saying, why are doctors going to be extinct? What's happening? Where are the doctors going? And we're growing, by the way. A couple years ago we had about maybe 980,000 doctors. Now we're up to 1,037,000 doctors, practicing physicians. Only about 50,000 of them are ER docs. Only about 118,000 are internal medicine. Maybe about 103,000 are family docs, give or take a couple thousand. So we don't have enough of us. And of those that we do have, we don't seem to try to protect our specialty that much. You know, if somebody went back in time and they went back to the 1920s or the 1950s or even the 1970s, there would be a doctor on the corner, and that doctor would welcome you with open arms. They would take time with you. They would see you. They might even stop by your house. Now, the average person doesn't even know their doctor's name. I'll ask patients through telemedicine, who's your doctor? I don't remember. Oh, okay, so it's been a while. No, I saw them last month. I don't remember their name. So the doctor that you were naked in front of and asked intimate questions to and brought up your most vulnerable health issues to, you don't even know their name. Why not? I get a different one all the time. I don't get the same doctor. It's a corporation. It's a big, huge conglomerate. What happened to your family doctor? What happened to your doctor that you used to see that you grew up with? It's all gone. Doctors are leaving, the old school doctors that can't stand the way things went with Obamacare, can't stand reimbursements, can't stand the malpractice, all the liability, all the rules and electronic records. And the newer doctors are being trained to learn that medicine is a corporation. See, the business of medicine wasn't taught to many of us doctors, us old school doctors. We were told we're horrible in business, but it didn't matter because we weren't supposed to be business gurus. We were supposed to be about the patient. We were supposed to be educators. We were supposed to be there for support. We were supposed to be there for love. And we were supposed to cure. Didn't have to do with stock. Didn't have to do with Yelp reviews. Didn't have to do with all these guidelines and check the boxes. Just make sure you take care of the patient. Do it right. Save their life. Protect their family. Protect the community. Well, now there's a lot of other things that doctors have to take into account. And doctors are not treated as, all right, you are the one that's going to be quarterbacking. They're not the quarterback. They are being, you know, they're God bless water boys, but they're being treated like the water boy. And many people didn't go $500,000, $600,000 into debt to be told what to do and how to prescribe and how to administer medicine. When somebody tells me that I have to do X, Y, and Z with a patient when it's against every grain and fiber in our body, and it's against what we learned, or we as doctors are told to tell people that something isn't true, that you're going to be completely immune against the disease if you get a vaccine. And when you try to say, hey guys, I think they could still be at risk, don't say that, don't bring it up. Well, once you shut a doctor up and you don't let doctors do science and you don't let doctors do what they were trained to, where entertaining theories, investigate, prove, disprove, improve medicine, you're making us into robots. On top of that, you are beginning to substitute robots for us. Rather than somebody seeing a doctor in person, they're seeing somebody online. They're getting a computer. They're putting in their symptoms and they're getting a prescription. Many platforms are starting to do that. And we as doctors are letting it happen. Why? Well, because we don't really unify. We don't really get involved. We're not very political. And we get hushed and vilified and threatened when we try to bring up that this might not be the best way medicine's going. And we're letting it happen. So happy National Doctors Day. I'm grateful for us. We have more doctors than we ever have. Still not enough. Still underpaid, under-respected. We are letting our careers get consumed by government, get consumed by big business, and we are becoming the least important person at the table when it comes to recommending what is best for patients. And once that happens, you don't need somebody who went to school for 11 plus years. If what the government or what big business want are puppets, then that's who they're going to create. You're already hearing discussions of, well, we don't need a doctor to do that. Why don't we deputize other health professionals to do what a doctor does? Why don't we let the patients get their medications on their own? Just have the medications over the counter, let them get it. If they want to talk to a doctor, they can. Making our profession less important, right, is not the best interest for public health. So, we need to rethink things. So while we doctors are celebrating National Doctors Day, realize in a few decades, we might not have a lot to celebrate. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, some breaking news. Police are responding to reports of shots being fired at a community college in North Carolina. Apparently, there were reports that there were shots fired at Forsyth Tech. Currently, not an active shooter on the scene. Shots were reportedly fired at the Strickland Center. Students were escorted to a safe area. Unclear if there's been any injuries. Winston-Salem Police Department said this occurred at 10:10 a.m. local time, where they received a report of a shooting on the main campus of Forsyth Tech Community College. Our officers are on the scene and assisting. Information will be provided as it becomes available. They say we can confirm that there is no active shooter on the campus right now, but there's still an active investigation. So police have closed several streets. They have asked anybody to call 911 or the non-emergency number of 336-773-7700 if they have information. Alert was sent to students about the shots being fired. Other schools also went into hiding. And officials are saying that there are two suspects they believe that are armed and still at large. The men were wearing gray and black hoodies. So as we get more details, we'll keep you posted as this develops. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. With the Nashville shooting, we're getting a little bit more information. We are told that the suspect, Audrey Hale, had been receiving counseling sessions from the pastor that was there. And when she had entered the... If Audrey is transgender male, if he entered, opened fire on the private Christian covenant school, they said that she was receiving private sessions from the current pastor, Chad Scruggs. We believe that one of the victims was his daughter, Hallie Scruggs, a 9-year-old who died. And allegedly, the motive was she was looking for him. An ex-pastor at the school, Jim Bachman, claimed she was receiving private sessions from the pastor, and his daughter was one of the children that was shot and killed in this brutal attack. They do not have an official motive, and the claims have been denied by the Covenant School. Metro Nashville Police have been clear that no one was targeted in the shooting, and Pastor Scruggs was not counseling the shooter. So he was not on site at the time, and it's odd to think that I'm just as confused as we all are. We all want to find a motive. We all want to know why this happened so we could prevent the next one. We're not doing a really good job preventing the next one. I mean, we're grateful that the police were able to respond within minutes, and we're grateful that there were no more fatalities, but individuals are walking onto campuses unimpeded. And I'm not sure what the answer is. Is it that we need security at every door? Do we need all doors locked where you could leave, but you can't get it? Do we need metal detectors? Do we need armed teachers? Removing weapons from everybody in America isn't going to be not only constitutional, but it's not going to be very practical. And so, how do we protect our schools? And unfortunately, we have individuals on a weekly basis trying to hurt others and targeting schools. So, Pastor Scruggs and his wife share 3 sons older than Hallie. One previously attended the school. Unclear where Pastor Scruggs was during the time of the shooting. As the city mourns and the country mourns what happens, we're trying to grab answers and figure out how do we prevent this? How do we identify mental illness? How do I identify homicidal behavior? How do we identify suicidal behavior? She had kind of left a goodbye note to her friend on Instagram saying she was going to die. There was going to be news about her. It wasn't going to be good. If somebody has a death wish, what makes them decide to take others with them? Now, in the olden days, you would, if you wanted to die, you would do it yourself quietly and that be that. Nowadays, people want to become sensationalized in the media. They want to be known. They want to be infamous. It's frightening. We could be doing it to ourselves. We could be. We're always posting what we bring up previous shooters. We bring up who these individuals are. We plaster picture all over the place. Somebody with mental illness. I mean, you and I would be like, God, who would want that sort of, why would anybody want that publicity. Why would anybody want their whole life to be summed up in their last final moments of a horrendous crime? But somebody who is sick, somebody who is mentally ill, that might be right up their alley. You know, and so, you know, should people with mental illness, severe mental illness, have access to weapons? Absolutely not. Should we have a complete disregard for gun protections and guns getting into the wrong hands? No. We do need to move forward with preventing weapons getting into the wrong hands. But I wonder if one way to stave this off is, and we've seen shootings staved off, are by those who are armed, able to, within seconds of identifying a potential shooter, neutralizing it then and there. Whether they're armed guards, whether they're police officers, whether they're CCW trained. And this is something that we do need to have a very honest conversation with. There was a shooter, I believe, at an Oregon mall years ago. And the shooter was stopped because he saw there was a off-duty military. I think it was an off-duty military officer who pulled his gun on the shooter. The shooter saw that he was going to be done for, and he shoots himself. Shooting ends there. No more innocent people die. Thank God there was somebody who was armed and able to stop him right then and there. Now, I'm not saying I trust, you know, the average American with a gun. I think we have a lot of individuals that unfortunately do very, very bad things. I've also seen idiot parents not store their gun properly, and we have children getting into their parents' guns. You know, we do have a quote-unquote gun problem. But it's lack of education, it's lack of sense, it's lack of proper training. Alec Baldwin should have never fired a weapon that wasn't a prop and that wasn't checked by himself. And so, but we don't teach our kids about firearms. We don't train each other. I mean, in the olden days, all kids knew how to use a gun, a knife, knew how to gut a fish, knew how to hunt, knew how to protect themselves. Nowadays, we don't talk about it. With our kids, we were very thorough with, if you see a gun and you know, it's a lie, you don't touch it. Assume a gun is always loaded. Before you even clean a weapon, or if you see somebody cleaning their weapon, get the hell away if you can't verify that it's not loaded. And these are conversations the average child doesn't get. Why? Because, well, we don't want them interested in guns. We want a gun-free country. It's not going to be a gun-free country. Even if we're in La La Land and we get rid of all weapons, the cartel, ISIS, terrorists, Al-Qaeda, criminals, and we get rid of every single gun, they're going to make their own. They're going to come up with weapons. Look at how, you know, we've asked countries, slow down on your nuclear weapons. Don't use it. Here's Putin bragging about theirs. Kim Jong-un brags about his weapons. People will figure out a way to kill when they want to kill. And I think we need to be trained, and we need to prepare ourselves. We also need to prepare our kids. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do the Why does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Nine soldiers are dead after the mid-air collision of two Army Black Hawk helicopters early this morning at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. The copters were part of a medical evacuation drill. Residents of tiny Raymond, Minnesota were evacuated this morning after 22 cars of a freight train derailed. The train company says the cars carried several products, including ethanol and corn syrup. For the first time since the height of the Cold War, Russia's arrested an American journalist and accused him of spying. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Guskovich is in custody. So why did Russia do it?
They are probably looking to exchange him for somebody, and as time goes on and the negotiations continue, it will become clear who they want for him.
Attorney Tom Firestone, who used to advise the U.S. Embassy in Moscow on legal matters, says there's no evidence that Guskovich is indeed a spy. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I am no transportation secretary. I am no expert on trains. In fact, I would play with them a little bit when I was growing up. And I had trouble with my trains, because they'd always derail. And I would be playing with the train set. If my parents got a train set, now it probably wasn't a nice, fancy, expensive one, but toy trains, I kind of keep the suckers on their tracks. Man, maybe it's because when I drive, I can't stay in my lane. I'm not very good at that. So trains, I get, by the nature of the beast, can go off their track. I just didn't realize there's this many. And in the last 2 days, I think we've had three major derailments. Not a lot of people have been talking about. And what's going on here? Now, I thought a train derailment's a rare thing. I pray it's rare, especially with what happened in Palestine, Ohio. But come on. So the latest one happened in Minnesota. Apparently, a city in Minnesota had to be evacuated. Well, not the whole city, but about 800 people had to, when a BNSF train carrying ethanol and corn syrup derailed and caught fire. This occurred in Raymond, Minnesota. There was a spill. There was a blaze. Hundreds of residents had to be evacuated. This was a 40-car freight train carrying these substances, which can be hazardous, ethanol and corn syrup, especially on fire. They were in about 14 of the carriages. And Pete Buttigieg says he is watching the situation closely. I'm not really sure what he is doing in terms of, and I'm not here to criticize. I thought train derailments was a very rare occurrence, but apparently it's pretty common. Apparently, I think we've had in the last two decades 57,000. Let me find the statistic for you. There's a statistic. I can't say that because I have a lisp. Let me see. I'm going to find it. Here we go. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics have recorded 54,539 train derailments between 1990 and 2021. That's an average of 1,700 per year. Now, somebody in the train industry could say, hey guys, the fatality rates are low. There were only 4 deaths per year over the same period. I'd hate to see any of those. And somebody would say, when you look at cars, when you look at crashes, when you look at people on motorcycles, it's still far lower than injuries with trucks and cars and highway overturns and whatever. To me, I'm sorry, these trains are barreling hundreds of miles an hour, and they have a bunch of stuff on it that could be toxic, and after what happened to East Palestine, as far as I'm concerned, we shouldn't have one of them. Well, not only have we had one, but we've had multiple. Apparently, there was a train derailment in North Dakota. There was also one in California. Let me see if I have all of these. Let me see, and I apologize. So apparently in North Dakota, there were 31 of 70 cars that left the track. They had liquid asphalt and ethylene glycol. An additional car was carrying propylene. It was punctured and released vapor. Now, that happened on Sunday. Now, I mean, I hope North Dakota residents were made aware. This is the first time I heard about it, where there was a spill, a derailment. And then, I guess hours later, there was a Union Pacific train that was carrying iron ore that derailed in San Bernardino. 55 cars derailed in a, quote, uncontrolled train movement. Now, the train was going at about 80 miles an hour. No crew were in the cab at the time of the derailment. And the iron ore spilled, but they do not believe is very hazardous, although there was some fuel leak. And hazmat officials had to be called in. So this follows multiple. Union Pacific freight train in Gothenburg, Nebraska, February 21, had an accident. There was a South Carolina one near Lake City, a couple in Warren, California, Metropolitan Detroit, Philly, Alabama, Alaska, Louisiana, Texas. So I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not sure what Pete Buttigieg is supposed to do. Do we have, and I thought we passed trillions of dollars on infrastructure to fix our railroads. Is it that our railroads are that poorly built? Is it that these trains are going too fast? Is it that nobody's doing maintenance on the tracks? I mean, I get ticked off when I hit a pothole in my neck of the woods. I spend a lot of money in taxes in my neck of the woods. There shouldn't be any potholes. Is it that we have a lack of staff? That you don't have these trains staffed? That has been one suggestion, that many of these trains, because there's not enough conductors and there's not enough staff or trained individuals, that they have to load more onto one train than might have originally been the guidance for. So maybe these tracks were expecting only 20 cars and now they have 50 cars. Who knows? I'm no train expert. But, you know, 57,000 in a 30-year experience, a 30-year span, okay, to me that's a lot. And it sounds like we haven't even finished March yet, and we've had multiple train derailments, but train derailments that are including toxic chemicals. This country cannot afford another East Palestine disaster. And nobody is going to want to purchase any real estate if the media, you know, is reporting every single toxic spill we have in all these areas. It's not just rural America. It's also suburbia. It's also urban America. So what the hell is going on? You know, it would be nice to hear from Pete Buttigieg. You know, I like the guy. He looks really nice. He seems really, really cool. But if you're transportation secretary, we have had a bunch of near misses on at airports. We're having these train derailments. Now, maybe it's just we're covering it more. So it looks like Pete Buttigieg is not doing his job because we're more aware. But I just kind of get the feeling that this is a higher number, that this is more than they've had in previous years. Why? And we need to identify that. Is it because we fired a whole bunch of rail workers because they didn't get the COVID vaccine? Should we get them back? All those people we fired, should we get them back? You know, are we relying too much on a train system that is antiquated and hasn't been improved? All I know is this is pretty dangerous. And we may never know the full effects, the full long-term effects of what happened with the East Palestine spill, because when fire hits a chemical, it changes it. When something burns, it changes. When something burns and then reaches another degree, it changes. So you could say you tested for this chemical, and this chemical, but what about chemicals that occur after a fire? What about chemicals we don't know of? We don't know every single chemical in this world. Now, like, for example, I think my hair has bleach on it. And that's about it. Nope. Probably more chemicals in my hair than I know. Just because we don't have it named, just because there's, you know, we think they're all named, they're not. So as far as I'm concerned, and I could be wrong, we're having a lot of train derailments. And I think we need to get our act together. I think we need to figure this out. And I'm not telling Pete Buttigieg to do his job. But whenever something like this happens, where we have near misses at airports, issues with delays at airports like we have with Christmas, issues with trains, all hands on deck, we figure what the hell is going on, and then we notify people. And maybe we should let them know that a train is coming in their area, just in case they want to pre-evacuate if we're having this many derailments. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have an update on Pope Francis. Yesterday, Pope Francis had to be hospitalized for a lung infection, which we believe to have been pneumonia. We hear that he is recuperating and he is getting better. But people are concerned about his health. And he was taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital after he had his after he met his general audience on March 29th. He had difficulty leaving the event. You saw other clergy help him. He was having difficulty breathing. And then he apparently has a quote-unquote mild case of pneumonia. Medical staff are saying that he's going to remain in the hospital for several days, undergo treatment, and they want to be able to discharge him ahead of Easter. Keep in mind, that's a packed schedule at the Vatican. And he, he's a little vulnerable, so it'll be interesting to see how they do that. But they say he has been particularly susceptible to respiratory infections, as he had a severe condition he contracted in his 20s. He was then, Jorge Bergoglio was 21 years old. He developed pleurisy, which is inflammation of the tissue of the lungs. Pleurisy is painful. Pleurisy is where you have inflammation of the lung lining, so you can't take a deep breath because it hurts so badly. And even though you shouldn't necessarily die from inflammation per se, it can cause more serious side effects like pneumonia because you're not taking in deep breaths and pneumonia can set in. Or he developed cysts, and the cysts apparently interfered with his breathing, so he had to have surgery. He made a full recovery when he was 21, but he had reduced lung capacity. Having reduced lung capacity now puts him at greater risk for chronic respiratory issues. He also has had diverticulitis. Pope Francis, diverticulitis is where you have pockets in your colon, diverticulosis, and those pockets could get infected, cause diverticulitis. This can be very serious because a diverticular pocket that gets infected and inflamed can rupture. And the last thing you want is contents from your bowel in your abdominal cavity. In 2021, he had to have a hemicolectomy, part of his colon removed, because of severe inflammation and scar tissue. It was a three-hour surgery. And so he was able to bounce back and, you know, eating foods, fiber, things like that. But apparently I think he had another bout of diverticulitis, which can't happen. He's had some knee problems, and, I mean, again, is he 80? I forget how old Pope Francis is. I need to double-check. I apologize. But, it's amazing, too, because you see him struggle with a lot of medical ailments. He's 86 years old. 86 years old. And he seems to be a little bit more spry than Biden looks. I'm kind of blown away with that, so... Yeah, hopefully he recovers. Godspeed. Not easy. He's dealt with multiple medical issues. Hopefully, he can get out of the hospital and be there for Easter. But many people have discussed whether, he would be stepping down soon as a result of his health. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't watch a lot of reality TV. I just don't. I liked Pawn Stars because I was on Pawn Stars. But we're being told that Mama June's daughter, Anna Chickadee Cardwell, who's only 28 years old, has stage 4 adrenal carcinoma. Now, I don't know much about Chickadee, but whoa. What I can't do is adrenal carcinoma. That's a rough one. And apparently it's spread to her liver, kidney, and lung. We call it adrenal cortical cancer. It's rare. It affects about 200 Americans per year, according to the American Cancer Society. And Anna is only 28. She has two daughters, Caitlin, 10, and Kylie, 7. What were her symptoms? Well, she was having stomach pain. And, many individuals will say, oh, I pulled a muscle, or I don't have a doctor, or I don't have a kidney infection, give me antibiotics, or it's just diverticulitis. Anytime you have abdominal pain that doesn't go away, for the love of God, get a scan. Unfortunately, by the time this is found, it's more advanced, just like as we see with pancreatic cancer, which we spoke about the other day. The average age of people getting this is 46. So to see somebody who's 28 is rare. So you have your adrenal glands, which are on top of the kidneys, next to the kidneys, and the carcinoma often comes on the outer layer of these. Now, your adrenal glands produce hormones like cortisol and a variety of other hormones. And you could have adrenal adenomas, which are not cancerous. But unfortunately, it's rare, and when it does happen, it will cause a variety, you know, it could be a genetic mutation, it could be, you know, an exposure to something that could have caused a mutation. But aldosterone is one of the hormones that gets produced by the adrenals, and it manages your water and salt levels. And so when somebody has an issue with their adrenal glands, they could mess with their blood pressure, cause them to be thirsty, make them gain weight as they're producing more steroids. They could lose muscle. They could have a lot of fat accumulation, swelling of the face. They could get diabetes. They could, and as a result, have the complications of diabetes, heart disease, etc. They could grow extra hair. So we always look for a tumor of the adrenals when we think you have a hormonal abnormality that is affecting your periods, affecting your hair growth, affecting your blood pressure. And it's rare, but unfortunately, when it is carcinoma, it's fast growing. So usually surgery, radiotherapy, chemo, according to Cancer Research UK, and you hate seeing something like that young. I didn't watch this show, but I think it was Mama June from Not to Hot. It was a reality series. Was Mama June the mom in Honey Boo Boo? I think she was the mom in Honey Boo Boo, lost weight. And then this is, I believe, her daughter. So, you know, Godspeed. Yeah, definitely not easy. And I wish we didn't have cancer. I wish none of this existed. And when you see somebody young start to battle stage four, stage four means it's spread. Stage one is where it's localized. Stage two is where it starts to invade, and it may have local lymph nodes. Stage three, distant lymph nodes, and it really depends on the cancer, how we stage it, where we will find cancer in lymph nodes in another part of the body as it's spreading. In stage four, where it's spread to other organs. Stage four usually has a poor prognosis. President Jimmy Carter, who's still alive and with us, but in hospice, had, from what we understand, stage 4 melanoma that I think went to his brain. And he was able to successfully fight that. Not entirely sure if that made a comeback, and that's why he's struggling as in hospice. We'll keep you posted. But once we see stage 4, there is still hope. But unfortunately, as we saw with Olivia Newton-John and her stage 4 breast cancer, she fought stage 4 breast cancer for 30 years. And I mean, heroic. But then, unfortunately, she succumbed to that. So all we could do, you know, is try to catch these things early. And as I've implored with you all, for the love of God, try to get a regular primary care provider that can follow you. And whenever you're in doubt about your symptoms, ask. You know, teach me how I know this isn't cancer. What do I have to look for in case it is? And hopefully they'll screen for that. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.